We're learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the top. Omar Meimar. Omar Meimar Meshmei Derav Zvid Tlosu Chuti Hava. The Tzemes Gid is made out of three chutim, three tendons. Chad Alima, one of them is thick. Betrei Ketin, the other two are skinny. They're small, they're thin. There's one thick tendon and two thin tendons. That's the Tzemes Gid. The halacha is like this. If Sik Alima, if just one tendon gets snapped, the big one, Oz the Rav Binyan, then Rav Binyan's gone, it's a treifa. If Sikatini, if the smaller ones, both smaller ones get snapped, get severed, Oz the Rav Binyan. So either way it's a problem according to this man Yama. Mar Ravashi argues, he goes to Kula. Mar Ravashi, Master Lakula. If Sikalima, it's not a problem because Ika Rav Binyan, still have Rav Binyan, still have two against one. If Sikatini, Ika Rav Binyan, still have the thicker one. And therefore he goes to Kula, we actually pass on this man Yama, then you go to Kula, and that's enough. And if you have either the big one or you have two of the small ones, that's enough. But if one big one and one small one, obviously only one big one, if the big one and a small one get knocked out, then it's severed already. You only have all three. A big and a small gets knocked out. You have Rav Binyan and Rav Binyan now. You have both.
In the first lesson.
Then already will be after one big one, it's no good.
Only one small one?
No, that's fine. That's fine for sure. But here, Maisa, for your second lesson, you need a big and a small. What about ba'ifas? So what about ba'ifas? This is very negated by chickens. Ba'ifas, by birds, actually, the Tzemes Gid is made out of shitzer chuti hava. It's made out of 16 tendons. This is by the bottom of the pulka, the bottom of some people call it the drumstick. The bottom of that is where the tendons are. We don't get the chicken feet, but the chicken feet are attached to that part of it, the bottom of it. And there's 16 tendons right there, and that's the Tzemes Gid. So shitzer chuti hava. If one of those 16 get snapped, treifa. And Shalos, why? What's that? Before we just said, Rav Binyan, now one thing gets snapped, it's enough, severed, it's ready, treifa. So there's two pshatim rishonim. The real Lunia learns because Oif has, it doesn't have strong chias. It's not so strong animals, therefore even one thing could kill it. Mashenke, Tyson's not a pshat, Tyson asks Ifsik, he throws in, he says, that if one of them snaps, severed, what's going to happen is all of them are going to get severed eventually. And therefore, even if one gets severed, it's a treifa. They checked, only have 15 tendons, so he wanted to make a treifel, only has 15. But then he realized, one of the 15 was different than the other ones. Nafse, he spread it, he basically separated it, and he found there were two, so really he had 16. Going back to the halacha of the behema. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, same as Gidim Shamru Berubai. This din same as Gidim is Berubai, which means that if Roiv of the tendon is severed, that's already called Kekuloi. So same as Gidim Shamru Berubai, my Rubai, Beruv Echemem. But Roiv Echemem is a problem. Which would sound like even one of them gets severed, it's a problem. But the point is that there's two points here that comes out from right now. Roiv is already called severed, and Roiv Echemem is a problem. There's three. Even if one gets severed, legamri, ha'ika trei. There's another two. We pass Kamar Baravashi. There's another two here. Time ha'ika trei, ha'leka trei. So adkan. So you understand what you mean? You have two. It's not a problem. Now when we daik from Shmuel like this, time ha'ika trei, ha'leka trei. There's no two. Loi upliga derav noi. Derav noi. Amar Shmuel, that same as Agidim, but Filo and Shtaiba like a chut hasarbal ksheira. He holds that even if you have one left, and that one is like a chut hasarbal, which is like a fishing line, which means a shoelace, it's kosher stone. It's still kosher. So he's saying this Shmuel is not like that Shmuel. It's steering Shmuels. The way we have Shmuel is at least you have to have Roiv, you have to have Roiv Minyan at least. And he didn't like that he said that Roiv Echad Mehem, that's for sure no good. But then Shmuel said, at least need two. On that, we find from Rav Noi that even one is enough. As long as you have something left over, that's enough. V'ika de Amri, another version of Rubai is, my Rubai, Rubai, Roiv kol Echad ve'Echad. Roiv means Roiv of every single one. We're changing now. What we're saying is that Roiv of every one is a problem. It is a problem. Now, Zokter Ran explains the Ran, very important. That if it's severed legamri, then two out of three would be a problem already. If it's only roiv, they need all three to be severed by roiv. Again, if it's severed legamri, two out of three would be a problem. But roiv kol echad ve'echad. Can risa kibed esmo amuli mechti tlos ava ha'ikatilsa l'chol chavchad. There's a third each one, altogether one. So what's the problem? So Shmuel sounds like one's enough. Mesiyele Rav Noya, don't Rav Noya, I'm a Shmuel. Time is given Shomru, I fill in Shtarbal and Chutasarbal, Ksheira. You see it from Rav Noya, even one's enough. Even if Chutasarbal is kosher. Actually, the Taz is bothered that, what do you mean that one's enough? One's enough, if I chut a sarvel, why should one be enough? L'chayra, it's too thin. It has to be, has to have a roi. That's more blaib shver with that kasha. That the taz blaib shver with that kasha, the answer, the difference between these two. So tomar avayte. Chut, it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah like this, nishba etzem. Now I'm going to go back to the end of the Mishnah. So we finished the sugya of Tzemes HaGidim. Tzemes HaGidim is the three Gidim, all different halachas. We finished that sugya, and now we're going to move on to the end of the Mishnah, which said Nishbar Ha'etzem, where the Mishnah says Nishbar Ha'etzem and Roiva Basakayim Shchitosay Metarosay Vimlav Ein Shchitosay Metarosay. So what does that mean exactly? Zok to Gemara Nishbar Ha'etzem Omar Rav Lamaylo Minar Kuva. So now we're going to handle now the Shaila is like this. There's two Shailas. First of all, Legavi the Aver alone and Legavi the Behema. Those are the two Shailas we can handle over here. When a bone gets broken. So we're not handling here nechtechu, we're not handling severed. If it's severed, that's a sugya of akuvah l'mayla, akuvah l'mata, and a sugya of tzemes gidim. Now we're handling a broken bone. So a broken bone is two shilas. First of all, we got the bone itself. And number two is legabi the behemah. So let's see the chokes Rav and Shmuel here. So at the Gemara, nishba etzem amar Rav, l'mayla mar akuvah, im roiv abasa kayom zev zev mutter. L'mayla mar akuvah, roiv abasa kayom zev zev mutter. Because it's considered not eva amadodol, and it's not a treif either. So both the aver will be mutter with the shechita, and the behem alone will be mutter shechita. V'im lav, and if it's not, if not roiv abasa kayom, then zev is also. They're both also. Why? Because if the aver gets broken above the akuva, so then the halach is, it's a treifa. It's a treifa. If it's above the akuva, then it'll be a treifa. So that's the little ma'al ma'akuva. The ma'al ma'akuva, roi basa kayim, zev zev mutter. Vim lav, zev zev osa. Now, lemata ma'akuva, im roi basa kayim, zev zev mutter. Vim lav, eva osa behemo mutaris. So here, so when it's lemata ma'akuva, so then, im roiv abasa kayam, so zev zev mutter, why? Because that's pasha, roiv abasa kayam, everything's fine. Im lav, eva also behemah mutaris, because the behemah shows mutter, because below the akuva, it's not a treifa. And you have to look at the Gemara before, let's say we go la halacha, means, let's say the higher akuva, lower akuva, whatever it is, but it's not a treifa. But the eva will be usher. Why would the eva be usher? Because we're here, the eva is called the eva amadodol, and therefore, the eva will be usher. That's what comes out. Because of Madodal.
It's telling the same machlekes in Akuvah as before?
Yeah, same machlekes as that. Yeah. But here, the point is that the shaila is that Gabi, the Eva Madodal. V'shmul Omar, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, Im Roiv Basa Kayim Zev Zev Mutter, Im Lav, Im Nat, Eva Osir, Behema Mataris. So Shmuel comes with a chiddush. And he says, either way, the Eva is Osir because the Eva Madodal. The halacha is Eva Madodal is Osir to eat. Even if you hold that Shechita works for Eva Madodal, we said there's a mitzvah's price, that it's Osir to eat that Eva. Eva Madodal, when you do Shechita, the halacha is that even if you hold that Shechita works for it, the Matama from Nevela, the mice you can't eat it. So it's definitely Osir. So, but here the question is, what about the behemoth itself? Shmuel is Mechadish to us that Bein Lamaila, Bein Lamata, the halacha is that it will not be a treifa. Even if it's a maila marakuva, if it's broken, it won't be a treifa. Why not? Iron Mishnah says above akuva is a problem. Zok Rashi, the chilk in nechtechu and nishbar. Zok Rashi, the maskal, ever osir, meshum dodo, the shmu maskli, bein la maila mata, kaamar, the shonil mesis, bein nechtu gamri, the nishbar etzem, from the hocha, gidim kaimi. Because over here, the gidim are still there. And therefore, that's, see, explaining why is nishbar better? Because the alternative gidim is still here. So therefore, nishbar is not a problem according to Shmuel. So like Shmuel and Rav. Maskel Rav Nachman, L'Shmuel, Rav Nachman, L'Kashel, L'Fi Shmuel, Yoimru, you're going to say, you're going to see this Aver in the garbage. Why? Because you're not going to eat the Aver. Aver, Memena, Mutl, Ashba, Mutharis, and Hamas Mutter? That's the worst Kashel. Now, why is the Kashel talking about Shmuel? Think about it a second. We're saying, Shmuel, you tell me the Mila, the Aver is, the Mila is saying, the Shmuel is saying, is the Aver is awesome. But the rest of Hamas Mutter, how can it be? So what do you mean? Rav is any better? Rav Acha bar Ravuna, Rav Nachman, Rav Nami, Rav also. He has a case like that also. Lamata, he says that Lamata, it's not a treifa, but it's still garbage. Rav Nami, Yemru, Eivah Meimen Amut Vashba Umeteras. So I'm only Hachemin. This is something to ask on Shmuel. Eivah Shechaya Meimena, an Eivah that's part of its Etzem life, Mutu Vashba Umeteras, and it's Mutter. So that was his takash. The takash was, you see the big bone, the whole big femur and everything, that you say that's mutla aspa and the whole thing is kosher. That was his takash. Sholchum itam, hilchaso kawasei the rav. The halacha is like rav. The halacha is like rav that he holds that on top is taka treifa. Hodu sholchum kawasei the shmuel. Then he said, no. The halacha says, or it's shol, the halacha is like shmuel. Hodu sholchum kawasei the rav. And then he said, the halacha is like rav. Which means that if it's above, the behemoth will be a treifa, and below, the behemoth won't be a treifa, but the eva will be aser. And he says, "Ve'eva atzmoi metama b'masa." But he said a chiddush over here. The eva atzmoi, not only can it be eaten, it's metama b'masa, which is a chiddush. Then we say that shchita works for the eva. He says, "Eva is metama b'masa," means shchita doesn't work for that. Which means, shchita oisa nipo. And when I ask the kash on that, that's not true. So, it came out, he passed like Rav, that above the akuva is a treifa for everything, below is not a treifa, just the eva's awesome. Most Rav Chista, loy im tiara, shchitas treifa, oysa vesa eva amadoldoba. So Rav Chista asked a kash like this, that this was Rav Meir's words before, it's in the Braisa, he says like this, don't tell me a shchitas treifa works for itself and for the eva amadoldoba. This eva amadoldoba, ba davash agufa, That's something that's a davash of a gufa. Titaris a ubar davash of a gufa. Rameo held that shechita doesn't work for the ubar. Why? He said that's not the gufa. I works for the eva medulda on the behema. That's the gufa. So what do you see toich dvarav that eva medulda shechita works for it? So kasha on you on shalchem etam pelde kasha. Amle Rava. Rava says I need a better kasha. Haduri apircha lomalach. Why run into a brisa which not everyone knows? Oisus of mastisim is a mishnah. Not like you. The Mishnah says, we had this Mishnah mentioned before, so it says Nishchita Bahima, Vishekta Bahima, Huchsharu Bidameha, Divrameya. Then the Aver gets Huchsharu Bidameha, Divrameya, because the Dhamim, the blood on the Bahima helps for the Aver. Rav Shimon Maloy Huchshu. Rav Shimon says there's no Hech does not work for the Aver. But either way, you need Hechshir. That means there's no Tumas Avelis. So of course a Mishnah, there's no Tumas Avelis. So again, he said, Eva Atma and Tama Masa. Why? The Eva is considered like an Eva Menachai and it's a Tama like an Avela. And Shechita doesn't work. So he had a Kasha. First of all, Eva Amadodol from Rameya's words is first, not like that. And he says, even better, it's a Mishnah or a Reuter. It says, it needs Hechsher. If it needs Hechsher, obviously, it's not an Avela. On Malay, no, Mishnah, we have a way to knock out. Like before, we said, it's not a Raya from the Mishnah. You know why? The Mishnah might mean, you know who needs Hechsher? The Basar. Basar that peels off that Aver doesn't have a Din Aver Menachai. It has to be an entire Aver. The Basar does not have. That's what needs Hechsher. That's what we could have answered. So that's why I asked for that Mishnah of Aver, for the Brisa of Aver Amadoluk. I didn't ask the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you can be Teicha. Kisolik Rav Zera, when Rav Zera went after Israel, Ashkel Rav Yirmiyah, the Yosef Kamal HaShmaitza, he was saying over the Shmaitza of Rav, that Rav says that if it's above the Arkuva, then the Behemoth itself is also, even by a break, not Africa by a severed. Omalei Yashri, tiny and good, Bechain Tirgama Aryoich Babavel. And Aryoich said in Babel also, Aryoich is Lashon of Melech, Aryoich Melech Alasa, we call Shmuel Aryoich. Aryoich Manu Shmuel. I, what do you mean? Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, not like that. Shmuel said, it's not a treifa. V'amifleg polik. So, Shmuel was argued, was chayzer, and he held like Rav. He held like Rav. He's chayzer and holds like Rav. He held like Shmuel, legabe the Rav. Now he holds like Rav that says that it is a treifa above the akuva. So we have to stop over here. And this from tomorrow, we'll stop from here. The akuponim, it comes out that, like Rav holds, that if it gets broken even, if it's above the akuva, the lachiz will be a treifa, just like severed. Not only severed, but broken as well.